on the corner of the cliff path, just 5 minutes from the town, stood a weathered wooden shelter where the old men settled down, and they watched the harbour traffic as it shuttled to and fro, and they told their time-worn stories to the folks that come and go. They told their time-worn stories to the folks that come and go. We five lads all ran together, John, Joe, Specky, Tom and me, and on Sunday afternoons we would gather after tea. Sometimes we'd play at footy, or go nesting on the cliff, or we'd listen to those old men's tales, wide-eyed with disbelief. We'd listen to those old men's tales, wide-eyed with disbelief. So quickly did our childhood pass, but none could settle down. And one by one they left to find adventures of their own. Big Johnny joined the army, Tom and Specky went to sea, and Joe got his diploma in archaeology. And Joe got his diploma in archaeology. So I was left alone to drift or jobbing round the place, whilst I dreamed about those old men's tales, so feeling out of place. I berthed upon a steamer, sailing eastward to the sun, and I vowed to make my fortune with no inkling how that's done. I vowed to make my fortune with no inkling how that's done. Some 40 years have passed since then, as each of us was drawn by that invisible and life-worn thread that ties us to our home. And weary of our travels, we return to settle down, except for Joe, who died somehow in Port St. Julian. Except for Joe, who died somehow in Port St. Julian. Now we gather in that shelter, John, Specky, Tom and me, that weathered wooden shelter that overlooks the sea. And when we've done the weather and the Saturday football, we outdo one another with the exploits we recall. We outdo one another with the exploits we recall. We tip our hats to folks who passed and wish them a good day, though few find time to take a breath or have a word to say. But the young'uns sometimes stop a while when passing up the cliff, and they listen to our old men's tales, wide-eyed with disbelief. Yes, they listen to our old men's tales, wide-eyed with disbelief.